This is Dugarris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dugarris. This is flyer number 15, entitled Gender Roles 2050. Description. This flyer takes a futuristic look and how gender roles, feminism, masculism, MGTOW, etc. will play out over the next few decades. Flyer itself. Gender roles, 2050. How will feminism, masculism, MGTOW, etc. all play out in the longer term, say by 2050, 35 years from now, a full generation into the future? I'll make a few assumptions and try to deduce the consequences to predict what our future world will be like in gender role terms. I'll speak as though I'm looking back from the year 2050. The assumptions I make are the following. By 2050, we will have had the sex bots, that's the sex robots, for decades, and more recently the art womb, that's artificial womb. Decades ago, the broadcast media, before it died out, got heavily into the issue of the man strike, that is, men going MGTOW, refusing to marry, refusing to have kids, and spending their money on themselves, crashing the birth rate and wiping out the population. This media attention allowed the masculists to put enormous moral pressure on fluffies to get off their parasitic asses and become FIPs. Schools and universities pressured young women to study FIP majors, that is, not fluffy crap majors. In the 2010s and 2020s, the birth rate kept plunging, so it became the hottest issue on the planet. The media got very interested, so the immediate cause of the problem, that is, the MGTOWs and masculists, were asked frequently why they refused the traditional role of the male, that is, to man up. The MGTOWs and masculists told the media in very clear terms that the fluffy feminists and gender politicians had made traditional marriage toxic for men, so they avoided it. For men to be willing to have kids again and to help pay for them, there would have to be a slew of gender law reforms. For example, the financial massacring of divorcing fathers in the divorce courts would have to stop. Custody of children in a divorce was then given by default to both divorcing parents. Alimony as a concept was thrown out because by then the notion that all women should be FIPs had become the strong social norm. The masculists had been very successful in persuading society that fluffies were immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin to be wiped out by men, refusing to have relationships with them, forcing them to rot on the shelf to extinction. High schools pushed young women to study calculus and the sciences so that they could study FIP majors at university and become real FIPs as adults. Universities put pressure on women to study FIP majors as well, and many universities closed down their fluffy crap departments. Many universities just went bankrupt once online education became really popular and virtually free, once the paper textbook publishers all went bankrupt, and the contents of their copyrighted, in parentheses, imprisoned knowledge. Paper textbooks became freely available electronically and downloadable online. The invention of the sex bots and the art wombs played a huge role in the revolution of the gender roles. Women lost their monopoly on reproduction, so men went through as large a cathartic change as they did in prehistoric, pre-writing times, when they finally discovered paternity, and in a paroxysm of male pride, gendered their languages, that is, gave sexes to nouns. For example, in French, le livre, the male book, la table, the female table, even though these objects have nothing to do with sex. In German, der Himmel, the male sky, die Tinte, the female ink, das Auto, the neuter, car, as well as masculizing their gods. Previously, the gods were female, because only women, it was believed, in prehistoric times, before agriculture, before cities, before writing and culture, had the magic power to create life. This made men feel utterly impotent and inferior. Once men realized that they too could create life by watching the animals they husbanded, the idea of paternity exploded in their minds. Men no longer needed women for sex to have babies. Men could sex their robots and grow their own kids, so choosing to do this with women became a choice for men. This in turn put tremendous competitive pressure on women to be very nice to men. Otherwise, men would ignore them totally. So women learned in a hurry to be nice to men, flatter them, entice them to take an interest in women. Many women chose to grow their own kids in an art womb to save the bother of carrying around a brick in their stomach for months. But more women chose to grow babies the traditional way because they felt a much closer attachment to the child after they had felt it grow inside them. Feminism, public bitching by women against men, died out almost overnight once the sex bots came in. There was a brief and furious kerfuffle by the fluffy feminists to try to ban sex bots, but the demand from men was insatiable, and those few countries who tried it were overwhelmed by male resistance in the courts and public opinion in the media. When the art wombs came a decade or so later after the sex bots, society felt the shift in reproductive power, and women lost their reproductive arrogance. They knew they would have to compete with machines to grow babies, and they would have to persuade men to live with them if a male and female couple were to raise children together. Women and men both then put enormous moral and political pressure on the gender politicians to mend fair the gender laws so that men could be persuaded to live with women and have children in the non-machine way and feel safe, that men would not be financially massacred as was the case in the era of gynocentric fluffy feminism. As a result of masculist political pressure, assisted by the female masculists who wanted men to take an interest in women, the PARA was passed. PARA equals paternity rejection right, that is, the right for a man to reject an unwanted pregnancy, so that if the woman continues the pregnancy that she wants, then she has full financial responsibility for the child. As a fit woman, she has no financial problem doing this, unlike fluffies who were financially incompetent and terrified of having to be financially independent. Society became a FIP society, that is, all adults were powerfully expected to be FIPs, to be responsible adults, pulling their own weight financially, not parasiting on the other sex, bothering to get a good career-competent education so that they could earn decent money as an adult, especially in the service sector, as the machines became ever smarter and took over nearly all the manufacturing jobs. Once men felt safe, once the gynocentric fluffy feminist generated misandrous laws had been scrapped, men began to start living with women again, raising kids again in the traditional way. Divorce was no longer toxic for men because such toxicity had been removed by the gender politicians to help drive up the birth rate before the population died out. When these couple relationships failed, both sexes were treated equally, and typically the separating couple bought a small nearby apartment near the house and alternated with the kids in the house. One week the father would live in the house, the next week the mother, while the other ex-spouse lived in the nearby apartment. With women under tremendous competitive pressure to be nice to men, relationships between the sexes improved a lot. Feminist contempt against men pretty well died out as women learned that such women repelled men, so such women simply died out on the shelf, unchosen by men, unloved, unsexed, unbabied, and poor. Society learned to shun them for being immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin, a common phrase in those times. Once men started getting a fair deal, many chose to have kids again, either on their own and hiring nannies, or with women, using a machine or not. Looking back from 2050, most thinking people saw the gynocentric era of the early 21st century as a historical glitch, an in-between phase when women were learning to assert themselves politically, so pushed for favorable decisions for women in the divorce courts at the expense of men, and absolutely forbade the creation of a para, yet at the same time were very traditional in their expectations of men. That is, they expected men to remain manslaves, that is, robot males to women. Even feminists in that epoch were still mostly fluffies towards men. they had not imbibed fully the expectation by society, by their parents, their schools, their universities, their companies, to be phips, to be adults, to take responsibility for their own lives and not blame men for everything, which was a hangover from the childlike behavior of fluffies. Only children blame anyone but themselves for their own self-generated problems. After a few years of this, the word or the concept of fluffy died out. It just disappeared from people's daily vocabulary, like the word crank that people used to start their cars with in the 1920s. There just weren't any fluffies anymore. All women had become phips, and woe betide any woman who hadn't. They were shunned, so a lot of them went underground and died quietly alone, neglected, ignored, pariahed. But as one major problem was solved, that is, the male rebellion problem against the gynocentric fluffy feminism and its consequences on the divorce courts and the birth rate and the crashing population, a new problem has risen to take its place, which is far more sinister, namely the rise of the massively intelligent machine, the artelect, artificial intellect, which once it is hugely more intelligent than human beings, may decide for whatever reason that humans are a pest and get rid of us, something that would be easy for them since they are becoming so much smarter than we are. Will there be a war over this issue, an artelect war, that with 21st century weapons over the issue of species dominance could kill billions of people? Giga death? Question mark? Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. WordPress, sorry, website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name, Degaris, Masklist, MGTOW, Flyers. Ciao.